What's your stock pick at the moment, Meryl?
Today I am going for MTN. A few months ago, there was some negative news flow once again about Nigeria. I think that spooked the market about them needing to suspend or audit SIM registrations. I think in combination, in any case, MTN was weak given what the oil price has done and therefore done to consumption in Nigeria. I am bullish that the oil price will hold at these levels or improve. You're paying very little for that Nigerian business right now, and I think that the fears around a big fine are perhaps overblown.
Okay, before I go to Jean-Pierre, a quick one I'm going to squeeze in with regard to MTN. Should we be looking at it as a commodity share as it generates quite a bit of its business in oil-producing countries whose profits have slumped due to the oil price and you know how correlated it is to that?
It is a telco play. It is also an oil play. So you could look at it as I think it's actually a beneficiary of some of the trends we've seen in COVID, the increased work from home, the increased digital shopping, who is providing the channel for that, although the background infrastructure, it is the telco companies. At the fringes, they're trying to diversify into money, sort of other financial products or entertainment products, but absolutely the point that you've just made, it moves with the oil price.
Okay, Jean-Pierre, very quickly, I'm glad I don't have an earpiece today because my director's probably screaming, but your stock pick this evening.
Thanks, Alicia. My stock pick is listed in London called ASOS. It's an online apparel or fashion retailer. Focuses on the youth market, mostly in the UK, but increasingly in Europe and other places in the world as well. And in this week, it made a bid to buy out Topshop, Topman, and Miss Selfridges out of the bankrupt Arcadia Group, which will increase their size significantly. It will probably be a very good deal if it is successful. So I'm quite optimistic about ASOS and the increasing penetration of online apparel retail.
On that note, let's leave it there. Thank you both for having joined me on the line this evening. Of course, Jean-Pierre Fester is with Protea Capital Management and Meryl Pick with Old Mutual Investments. Bye for now.